Public questions. We have one public question. I don't know whether Christine Lightbody is here. Are you? Hello, morning. How are you?
Can you turn the volume up a little bit, please?
Can we turn the volume up? That's because I didn't have it on. Can you hear me now? Okay, in front of you, Christine, and if you go to the middle of the podium there, there should be a microphone. And if you press it, and it's on as it looks, so you'll be able to speak from there. Have you got your question with you?
No.
Okay. Do you want me to read it out on your behalf? Just so people know you're here, that's all. Okay, the question from Christine was, I refer to the Nuffield Trust report published on the 4th of October 2018 entitled Rethinking Acute Medical Care in Smaller Hospitals, which was commissioned by the NHS England. The report mainly focuses on hospitals serving 140,000 to 300,000 people, in particular those that are geographically isolated. Question is, have the Health and Wellbeing Board members read this? It only came out a few days ago. And if so, is there not an argument for retaining existing acute services on the Isle of Wight rather than transferring to the mainland as per the government body's recommendations for option 4 of the STP? We've got a response here. Is Martin, do you want to just deal with that, Martin?
Yes. Have I read the report? Yes. The report has been issued to all of the members of the local care board to assist us in our work that we're doing with Carl and Farrah. And I have to say, I don't recognise the intent to transfer emergency or acute medical services off the island. But I'm not quite sure where that has come from, but I did confirm in my response that there are no plans, as far as I'm aware, for transferring acute medical services from the island. We have to have acute medicine on the island. So I was a bit perplexed by the question, if I'm honest, Chair.
Okay. So in lay terms, if I've got this right, we will always have an acute service on the island. There are some specific treatments which are done on the mainland, and, for example, heart surgery. But the whole plan to move everything to the mainland is not the case. Does that answer your question?
Not really, no.
Chair.
Sorry, just pause a minute. Do you want to help, Jeff?
Chair, I don't think...
You've got quite a pretty...
Chair, I don't think that the representative of the CCG has actually addressed the question at all. It's a clear and well-known fact that the CCG has taken a decision in recent months to transfer, I think it's 11% of acute services to mainland hospitals. So I suggest Mr. Wakely probably needs to get himself up to date with the decisions that have been made by the CCG, as Dr. Legg will be well aware of. And I think we need to give honest answers to members of the public as a board. Thank you.
So two things. I don't see this board as a place for critical comments of any
member.
Well, then you maybe want to leave the board, because this isn't what we're going to do in this board. This is a professional body and we don't need to be abusive to each other. Second point, this is a question from a member of the public, not from my walk. So you've been given an answer. I heard you say you weren't quite happy with that. Shall I get Mr. Martin to actually contact you outside of the meeting so you can expand your question, so you'll have your answer you need? Is that okay? All right, thank you. Right, we'll move on then from public questions to Chairman's update. I've mentioned about